bring it in. Trade up or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Well, the Warriors did not expect to have to bat here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And they will face Braden Zadeau again. And boy, Randy, Warriors have had a lot of tough calls not go their way this weekend.
Yeah. And that was one of them there.
It game-changing plays. There was a play in game one of the doubleheader. Ball looked to be fair down the third baseline, was called foul, would have won the game for Stanislaus. And that time, by not getting the double play call at first base, it allowed the go-ahead run to score. Exactly. Now, the Warriors still get an opportunity, but it's a lot different going into the bottom of the ninth trailing 10-9 than it is going in tied 9-9.
Right.
So Perez, who hit a monster home run his last time up, will lead it off for Stanislaus. He is 2-for-4 today. He's homered, singled, and he scored 2 runs. First pitch from Zadeau, misses high, ball 1. Activity down in the Central Washington bullpen, right-hander getting loose. And his number 34, Logan Pierce. Breaking ball, drops in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Perez not in agreement. New shortstop is Andre Garza. After Birch was pinch hit for, breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch to Perez is chopped foul over the Warrior dugout down the left field side, and it's 2-2. And this is a big at-bat. Get the leadoff man on. You can get a little momentum.
Yeah.
Zadeau gets Perez out. Now Central Washington continues to feel good about how things are going. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's 3-2. Warriors trying to get that elusive first win of the year and 500th for Coach Kenny.
I never thought they'd be in this situation here.
They thought they had it a couple of times already. Perez swings at a high fastball and doesn't get it, and he strikes out to start the bottom of the ninth inning, swung probably at ball 4. One away, and Tyler Van Dyke will be the batter. Van Dyke today is 2-for-3. He's had a 2-run single in the third, had a bloop double and scored in the fifth, sacrificed, and flew out to deep right field his last time up. First pitch, breaking ball, misses outside, ball 1. Warriors, who led 5-1, 7-3, and 9-5 going to the eighth, now trail 10-9. Breaking ball hangs up high, and it's 2-0.
It's been tough hanging on to the lead. I mean, all this.
And a day where the Warriors walked one batter, and that was intentional. Fastball misses outside. It's 3-0. One thing we know about Van Dyke, he will not chase. He will make you come into the strike zone. Valdivia, who homered earlier, waits on deck. And that's a fastball missing inside, ball 4. And the Warriors get the tying run on base for free with 1 out. And we will probably have a pinch runner. We will have the pinch runner extraordinaire, Cooper Winton.
Hey, from Livingston, right?
From Livingston, that's right. He stole a base in the ninth inning here yesterday, and he will pinch run for Van Dyke. I was telling Brett Tate last night that Winton, actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter. Luke Davies is going to hit for Valdivia. Davies played the designated hitter in both games yesterday. Will hit. Davies yesterday went 3-for-11 with a double. He scored 3 runs. He walked once and he struck out 4 times. So Davies to pinch hit for Valdivia. And part of this is with a runner at first, you now open up that right side. And Davies,
left-handed hitter
yeah, with some pop.
Yep. That makes sense.
And he also gave an opportunity to take advantage of that hole on the right side with Sharp holding on Winton.
Yep.
So Davies to face Zito. Timeout at home plate.
Clock?
Yeah, they just have to reset the pitch clock. Davies, left-handed hitter against the right-hander Zito. Winton, who's got great speed at first. Pitch to Davies is lined right to the shortstop, the throw to first. In time, and the ball game is over. Wow. Winton made the cardinal sin of not freezing on a line drive. And for the third consecutive game, the Central Washington Wildcats beat Stanislaus by one run. This one by a final of 10-9 for the Warriors here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, a walk, and nobody left. The final score, Central Washington 10, Stanislaus 9. We'll be back with the Cut Steakhouse postgame show right after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cut's Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Well, a gut punch here for Stanislaus State for the third consecutive game as they drop a heartbreaker as they give up four runs in the ninth inning and they lose to Central Washington by a final score of 10-9. Final line score for Central Washington, 10 runs on 14 hits, no errors. For Stanislaus, 9 runs, 14 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher is Braden Zito. See, through two shutout innings of relief, he goes to 1-0. The loss to Jared Surries, he did not retire a batter, and he falls to 0-1. And Randy, a whole lot happened in that game, and we'll go through the scoring recap here quickly before we take a little break before game two. For Central Washington, the scoring began in the top of the second inning. A leadoff home run by Braden Ponce. That was one of three big flies he hit in the ball game. That put them up 1-0, where he's got two runs back in the bottom of the second. A two-out, two-run double by Jackson Brooks scored both Navarrete Jr. and Perez, and the Warriors led 2-1. They added to that lead in the third with one out. Singles by Murphy, Madrigal, and Navarrete scored a run. And after Perez popped out, a two-out, two-run singer by Tyler Van Dyke scored both Madrigal and Navarrete Jr. after the Wildcats had botched a rundown play where we thought Navarrete Jr. was dead to rights, and it was 5-1 Stanislaus. The Wildcats got two runs back in the fourth on a two-run homer by Ponce, that guy again, and it made it 5-3. Wow. Warriors added two in the bottom of the fifth on a two-run homer by Robert Valdivia to make it 7-3. The Wildcats got back to 7-5 as they scored two in the sixth. An RBI double by Lead and a sacrifice fly by Sharp made it 7-5. The Warriors added two runs in the bottom of the seventh. The leadoff homer by Perez made it 8-5, and then a two-out RBI single by Leonasio. And the Warriors led 9-5 going to the eighth. Ponce hit a blast of a home run, his third of the day, to make it 9-6. And we went to the ninth inning thinking 9-6, no problem. Yes. Zach Geis was throwing the ball well. And then a leadoff double by Blade. In came Sawyer. Double, double, sacrifice, single. And all of a sudden, it was 9-8. An RBI fielder's choice on a nice play by Perez and Leonasio tied it at 9. After Ponce was intentionally walked, Ben Lead hit a grounder to short. It looked like the Warriors had turned a 6-4-3 double play. But first base umpire Robert Estep called Lead safe. Warriors did not agree. It allowed the go-ahead run to score. Shelber got the final out of the inning, but then the Warriors, after Perez struck out, Van Dyke walked, the pinch runner Winton came in, and on the first pitch, Davies hit a liner to short. Winton took off, ball was caught, doubled off first base, and just like that, the ball game was over. And the Warriors, who all intents and purposes, I think everybody in the ballpark believed they were going to get that first win of the year, it eluded them. And they fall to 0-3, and Central Washington now an opportunity to sweep a four-game series on the road as they will head into the final game of the series, a seven-inning affair, having won 3 one-run games against Stanis Lawson. That's a tough way to start the year, Randy.
Well, it's a heartbreaker. It really is. I mean, they played really well, played good defense and support, but you got to give credit to Central Washington. They came back that last inning and double. You know,
it wasn't walks.
It wasn't mistakes.
They
hit the ball well, and they came back and won a ball game. And you know, mistake by Winton over here, first base, like you said, not freezing on the line drive. That's just things that happen.
It happens. You know, yeah. It's a long year. These are more noticeable, I guess you'd say, when they happen at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
when you see 0-3 in front of your record. And so now if you're Stanislaus, you got to fight and claw and figure out a way to win the last game of this series and salvage at least one win and head into next weekend with some confidence. Well, that's going to do it here from Warrior Baseball Field for Game 1. The final score, Central Washington 10, Stanislaus 9. We will come back on at 1:15 for the finale of this series. For our station manager, Spencer Boyd, for Randy Hopkins and Autumn Kirby, I'm Brian Nelson saying good afternoon. We'll see you in about 30 minutes. The final score. Central Washington 10, Stanislaus 9.
You've been listening to Stanislaus State Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Be sure to visit the archive page for past games. Thank you for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.